Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing?
Yeah, well, growing concerns, right? Watching with concern what's happening in Ukraine.
It is a concern. I'm concerned about you.
Mm.
You're wearing a tie
mm-hmm.
on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really worried.
Well, I got to keep the audience guessing, right? And you should see my socks. You want to read what my socks are?
Actually, okay. For those of you who can't see this, oh my Lord. Okay. So he's got these funky socks, and I'm trying to keep up with Popwich with my funky socks. My funky socks are sticks and pucks. So hockey sticks and pucks. Dave's says, I left the seat up for you.
Well, I live in a house dominated by women.
As do I, but I don't own those socks.
Yeah, well, you should.
No.
Maybe this will be your Christmas
present.
No,
I would never leave the seat up, ever. No.
I'm fighting back as best I can. I don't win.
You are a man of resistance.
That's right. That's right, exactly. I'm Ukrainian. You're standing
your
ground. I'm resisting
your
right now. That's right.
I have succumbed to that. I don't even lift the seat now. So forget it.
I've been wearing all these things. I was hoping you'd see
it. Right in my face, right there. I can't miss it. These are ugly socks. Let's say I left the seat up for you, Maddie, Dave's wife. I apologize.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I should have warned you about this before you married this man.
She's a special girl. That one for
sure.
Yeah.
Well, you're the special one. She just tolerates you.
All right. Listen. That was a fun start to a pretty tough show that we've got to do today because we've got the Canadian Global Affairs Institute on for a couple of segments. We got to talk a little bit about where we are in the Ukrainian-Russian conflict.
Where does Canada fit?
What role do we play? Not just politically, humanitarian, also economically.
Correct.
Right? And what should we be thinking about? And where might this go from here?
Can I just say one thing about this entire conflict? People are going to be reading and seeing stuff on different mediums,
mm-hmm.
either conventional media, on listening to podcasts, on social media. Can we please take a bit of scrutiny on any type of information being sent our mm-hmm. way? I'll give you an example. This really bothers me. There was a picture of a young girl yelling at a military official, and they labeled it as Ukrainian child yells at Russian military
soldier. Yeah.
The actual picture was of a Palestinian girl yelling at a Israeli soldier.
Right.
They took that same picture and turned it into the Ukraine fight.
Right.
That is BS.
Right.
That's happening everywhere. So please make sure you take every piece of information with the utmost scrutiny.
Right.
Do your due diligence and homework on this because there is going to be a lot of misinformation out there.
Yeah.
And it's not only social media.
Right.
The amount of conventional media professionals around the world with different groups talking about the misinformation that's happening is amazing to me.
Right. Well, and it comes out so quickly. The nature of this conflict changes so quickly. I think that's an excellent point. So thanks for bringing that up.
So let's take that and segue to what I think is going to happen in the markets. I think we've seen this week specifically, it's called forget about everything but the conflict. Mm-hmm. We had record numbers when it comes to jobs in the U.S. Great numbers coming out. The interest rate information. Haha, guess what? We're raising interest rates in the U.S. It's coming. We raised interest rates in Canada. The economic numbers are looking good. Retail's looking good. Sales are looking good. Things are looking good. And I think people have forgotten about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the focus is on this conflict and potential war.
Right.
So I get it. But what I think, and you and I debated about this on Friday, maybe we should let our listeners listen to this debate that we have. I don't think the markets have fully priced in this conflict.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because we've done a lot of research around past conflicts all the way back to World War II.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's obviously a whole bunch of different kinds of conflicts in there. But the average dislocation in markets from a time perspective is not particularly long, and the average fall on using the S&P 500 as that benchmark is not particularly deep, but there's some differences amongst the different kinds of conflicts, right? The market is, what is fair to say, is the market is trying to price the war impact on global economy right now, right? So the volatility we're seeing is the pricing mechanism. Same time trying to really get our head around what inflation is, because that's the path of interest rate increases, right? So it's going to be tough to tear those two things apart on any given day. But right now, I would say you did reference several interesting good pieces of news throughout this course of week from an economic perspective. I would throw in there that wage inflation in the United States was far below what was expected in that jobs report as well.
Correct.
So there is some positive news, but clearly being overshadowed by the uncertainty and the fear around what this war might become.
It's funny how you change the word from conflict to war.
Mm.
Well, not funny. It's interesting. Here it comes. And so what I think the markets are not pricing is what I see in other areas of different types of markets. Let's take the currency market. The flood to Swiss franc versus the euro.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people go to Swiss franc?
Security. Safety, security, yep.
The price of gold. Why do people run to gold?
Yep.
One reason is security.
Safety, yep.
So I think what the currency and commodity markets are saying is not necessarily what the equity markets are saying. The fixed income market, we're seeing 10-year treasury well below the 2%, even though the economic numbers mm-hmm. are looking really good.
Right.
There's already been a, hey, everybody, interest rates are going up for sure.
Right. Well, we've already seen it in Canada, as you correctly pointed out. Seen it start.
So we had a bond market saying pre-conflict, pre-war, we're going up and we're going up fast. Now the bond market's saying we're going up, but maybe not that fast.
Right, but you still got bond prices under pressure because of the fear trade out of equity into bonds, right? So we are seeing some of that.
So you're getting a bunch of mixed signals, and it's not transpiring into the markets or transferring into the markets as panic. Now, here's where I think the unknown is. When we go look back at our history of research, Dave, when we can look at previous conflicts, what isn't overlapped is the money supply.
Right.
We have been on a tear of supplying liquidity into
Correct.
The market.
Yep.
US, Canada, Europe, wherever. And now they're trying to taper this off. They're reducing the liquidity at the same time there's a conflict. So if there's less liquidity, shouldn't the volatility go up?
Yeah, it should. But again, we could look at the Bank of Canada backing off on their quantitative tightening. We did raise rates, right? There's lots of discussion about how aggressive, how quick they'll be. I can tell you that central banks are talking very tough right now, and it's absolutely necessary that they do that. Because if they're successful in sort of their moral suasion, their ability to talk interest rates a higher,
yeah.
right, and slow inflation versus having to act that way, that would be a pretty acceptable outcome for them. There's a tightrope to walk here over the next, well, this year, really.
So I want to set up this show for our listeners and viewers on why they should listen to the entire show.
Right.
Because we're talking about the setup of, first of all, this conflict, this potential war. Then we're going to talk about, after we've got a bit of a basis and a thesis behind that, we're going to talk about the secrets of success to invest. Because I think people have forgotten that secret to success.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And how do you maneuver in this type of market, even though you're seeing markets go down? Do you just go to the sidelines and hold cash and
right.
hope for, you know, like, what's the strategy?
Right.
So we're going to walk people through our strategy, our approach. We've done a lot of work and a lot of activity in the last few weeks. We need to kind of explain that.
Yep.
I think it's important that we go through not only the how, but the why. So the next two segments we have on our show are going to be about the why we are where we are at. The what's the whole background, the foundation, yep. and then let's give them the secret to success. When you've been doing this as long as we've been doing this, when you go through all the ups and downs, I've been doing this now 25 years. And I've seen a lot. And in my 25 years, I've learned the secret of success in portfolio management over the long term.
Yep.
And that secret of success, we're gonna share today.
Perfect.
So this is an opportunity for individuals to kind of just say, okay, let's understand what the problems are. Let's understand the solution to that problem, the strategy, the discipline, the structure. This is going to be a very interesting show, and I'm looking forward to sharing all of the secrets today, but you'll have to listen in. And we're also going to talk about how to have that conflict, that those issues, that volatility, and that structure and discipline in a way that can bulletproof your retirement at our upcoming seminar as well. And that will be on Tuesday, March 29th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Make sure you're current on what's happening in Russia and Ukraine, and stick around after the break. We've got a terrific guest to help us understand Canada's role in this conflict. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.